A door-to-door search is underway in Granbury, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth, where seven people are unaccounted for, at least six dead, after several tornadoes touched down last night. And a mile-wide tornado tore through the nearby town of Cleburne. Emily Trube of KRLD in Dallas is in Cleburne. Emily, what are you seeing?
So much destruction. Entire houses are missing. Others have just large parts missing. There are many places where garages used to be, and all that's left are the cars. This thing came in with a lot of force, and people really had to scramble very quickly to get to a safe room. And in many cases, that was a bathroom or a closet, so entire families kind of hunkering down inside the safe place while the tornado moved through. The storm developed very quickly. No one expected it to be as forceful as it was, and there just simply wasn't enough time to get to an outside shelter.
You're saying not enough time, but do people feel there was enough warning? Maybe if the storm came up so quickly, there couldn't be.
You're exactly right. The storm came up too quickly for as much warning as officials would like to give.
Yeah.
They did give warning, a lot of it, but it just popped up very, very quickly. We had a similar situation last year about this time. Not too far from here with the storm. We thought it was going to be one thing, and then, holy cow, we have a tornado that's enormous that is about to touch down.
Well, tell us some of the stories that you're hearing. Thankfully, some of them are of survival.
Absolutely. It's amazing that no one was killed here in Cleburne. One little boy I talked to, he hid with his grandmother in her bathroom at the back of the house. And it's incredible because that bathroom is about the only thing left standing in the house. The roof was ripped off. The garage was ripped off of its foundation. Walls are missing. And he said it was very, very loud. He said it sounded like a blender. And he described how the pressure dropped and he could feel his ears pop. And he was terrified, but ready to help clean up. I've noticed that with a lot of the little children who live in this neighborhood, which surrounds an elementary school, their elementary school, which is also badly damaged, and they're out there trying to help pick things up. I saw a little bitty boy dressed still in his pajamas. He had on superhero pajamas, pulling his red wagon behind him. He wanted to help.
Well, there you are in Cleburne. Thankfully, as you said, no fatalities. In Granbury, another story. We know six people confirmed dead there, several missing. I know you're not in Granbury, but is there a sense that those people might have been with family? Because earlier today we heard 15 people missing. So is there a sense that perhaps some of these people still missing might be safe somewhere? What are you hearing?
There is a possibility. They're in the area, rescuers, searchers, trying to find folks. The area where this struck in Granbury had a lot of trailer homes, which were crushed like tin cans. And then a lot of housing that was built by Habitat for Humanity not too long ago. And those houses were just completely flattened.
Yeah.
So it may take a while to do a search, but certainly everybody is very hopeful.
Emily Trube of KRLD in Dallas, speaking to us from Cleburne, Texas, after last night's tornadoes. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
Sound caught last night in Texas by a group of storm chasers who came from Oklahoma, including Paige Burris, meteorology major at the University of Oklahoma. Paige, you were in Cleburne. What did you see?
I mean, it started as a wall of rain. Suddenly, the rain just kind of wrapped around, and this large tornado emerged from the rain, and that's all we could see.
How close were you? What are you thinking at that point?
At that point, we were probably about 5 miles from it. We were at a safe distance. We thought it was going to move towards us, and we were preparing to move south if we needed to.
In your case, you're studying, but also you're reporting. What is it you wanted to get out to people?
As soon as we saw it, we wanted to let people know that this was a very large and dangerous tornado and that they needed to seek shelter.
And again, what does it feel like to be right there in its path?
It's a sobering experience when you see it, this large tornado coming at you. You know that it's probably devastating someone's lives, and you can't do anything about it.
Paige Burris, a meteorology student at the University of Oklahoma, one of several storm chasers who went to Texas last night to help track those tornadoes. Paige, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.